Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, JMX. How are you today? Good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal. Welcome to the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. I am your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Dr. K. A quiz is on vacation for today. I get your day started the right way. This is a KMX morning meeting for the success-minded entrepreneur. If you is a success-minded entrepreneur, let's get this day started the correct way. Have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way? Welcome to the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. Thank you for waking up and joining us on this phenomenal program where we're going to get our day started for all of our success-minded entrepreneurs and move it in the right direction with the very first element involved with success. And if you're joining us for the first time, again, welcome to our WKMX Positive Power Meeting, our KMX Morning Meeting for the Success-Minded Entrepreneur. Again, I am your host with the most, the one and only, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, Quizmatics, founder, CEO of Quizmatics Inc., Social Media Professionals, Team Quizmatics, and also the founder of the KMX Free Money Movement. Have you started your day in a positive way? Let's talk about that catchphrase for a minute. I started that catchphrase. I've been doing the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. It actually started as a 21 days of positivity challenge, a 21 days of positive power challenge. And it's transformed into a radio program. I get people contacting me, all kinds of different people who are out there, online marketers, good friends from college who are business people, entrepreneurs in general. They say, Quiz, you know, I like that radio program of yours. I don't really check in and I don't really listen, but I'm going to do a program of my own. Hey, feel free. Go ahead. Give it a shot. It couldn't hurt. It can only help. But when I start the day with have you started your day in a positive way, I want to share with you the reason why I actually do this this program on a daily basis. When I've gone out and I've met, once upon a time, I was a person who was had to figure out ways to make money for themselves, and I went into sales. I remember the first job I had selling anything, I was doing True Green Chemlawn. I remember I was just a kid in a call center with a temporary job, and I got on the phone, called about all day about, you know, lawn service and stuff like that. I was horrible. I sucked. I really wasn't making any progress there, and I realized something that was important to transform everything. You know, if I'm going to not enjoy being somewhere and not enjoy what I'm doing, I might as well have a little bit of fun with it. All right. And that was the very first time that I actually took some of the skills I had as a little kid, or, you know, some of the fun, passion I used to have, or, you know, different personality utilizing and whatnot. And the fact that I realized that my name is Kamal, so people probably think I'm an Indian guy anyway. All right. And then there was, you know, after, you know, all of that commotion happened in September 11th, and people definitely didn't really want to hear a guy named Kamal. So I said, well, listen, you know what? Most people won't know who I am if I just, you know, say my name is Chris or something like that. And so I created a whole alter personality for myself when I was calling. But more than anything, I actually had fun. I realized that, you know, having fun and enjoying yourself and being happy and having a positive attitude really makes a difference for yourself. You feel better about what you're doing. And I immediately found a result with the amount of sales I was getting because I would just have fun. You know, I didn't really care if people bought or not. I mean, I was only, 16 years old, you know what I mean? And then after that, I started working in Great Adventure and stuff. And, you know, then I went to the music industry because that was my talent and my passion. And I worked a few jobs, and I learned some things that were really important. You know, work to learn and you learn to earn. And when you learn to earn, that's when you get your return. I went into this industry for health home care aid and things of this nature. And I was actually working for a company called United Cerebral Palsy. To this day, my favorite job I ever had was working with these different people with Down syndrome and cerebral palsy, and some of them had autism and schizophrenia and all kinds of mental and physical conditions, Down syndrome, et cetera, et cetera. I could go on and on and on. And I just started in the residential program just to have a job, you know, just to have some money coming in, just to utilize some of the basic college education I had in education. And I really wanted to use those skills towards, you know, something more challenging. So it was, I didn't have a whole bunch of complications. I was scared like a deer in the headlights when I first took that job. You know, I'm responsible for people. And then I ended up having to do medications, and I was working with the nursing assistant, and then, you know, my biology skills that came into play, the things that I learned when I was in high school, which is basic animal science, came in. And, you know, I had fun on that job. I mean, a job would sponsor us and have to take them out and do behavior goals and things like this. And I remember I went to the Knicks games, and I went to concerts and all kinds of things, and casinos for weekends and weeks and stuff like that, all based on the company dime. And it was all because, you know, I just worked to learn. I figured that if I'm going to work here and I'm going to deal with people and their different conditions and be accountable for that, then I needed to actually work to learn what I was doing, because I didn't feel as though I knew what the heck I was doing every single day. But as I continued working, rather than focus on how long the hours were or being miserable like some people do, I just figured that I would work to learn. And then when I worked to learn, all of a sudden I was AMAP certified. I was a SCIP certified strategies in crisis intervention and prevention. I had done dysphagia training, learned how to use maladaptive equipment to help my clients. I was working with psychologists. I was working with physical behaviorists, physical specialists and things like that. I was taking these guys out into the community and talking to doctors and advocating for my clients. And I found myself utilizing a whole plethora of skills that I never actually really expected when I went into that job. And then when I look back on my 6 or 7 years with UCP, United Cerebral Palsy of Queens, shout out. When I look back at that time, I've realized something. It's like I was a very valuable person on that community. I worked in the residential. I worked in the day treatment. I knew pretty much everything. I knew all of the clients. There were 5 houses residentially. They had 10 people in them apiece. Plus, I knew all the people who were coming on campus from, you know, for the day treatment. And I worked in between, and I started working both, actually, to be honest with you. And they offered me all kinds of great opportunities there. I opened up, you know, they had to do something recreationally. I love playing basketball. I took the clients out, and I put together a team campus basketball team. And next thing you know, we were playing in tournaments and stuff like that. And I realized I was getting paid for doing stuff that I love to do. All right? And going to work wasn't a drag or a bore. And I was getting paid even more than other people because of the fact that I was actually doing things that were adding value to the actual company. And that's when I learned, and it started dawning on me, that, you know, hey, you know, work doesn't have to be a drag or a bore. I'm sharing this with you guys for a reason. I went from there, and I could think about a couple of other jobs that I had, like when I worked for Ramada Plaza Resorts, or when I came to Florida for the first time, and I was washing trucks for Fleet Wash. That wasn't, like, fun work. I was washing trucks for Fleet Wash. And, you know, and the thing started to dawn on me that my formula for success and everywhere I went was really pretty much the same. You know, go there and don't focus on what's so negative. Focus on just finding things that I like, finding ways to be myself within that job. I'm finding joy and pleasure in actually learning things, and so that I didn't have to keep on being a person that everybody had to drag along. And eventually I ended up in the insurance industry, and I didn't know anything about insurance. They put a book in front of me that was as big as a dictionary and sat me down, because I got a referral from some vacation sales business with Ramada Plaza Resorts. And I sat down in that seat, and I looked at this book as big as a dictionary, and the sales manager said, "All right, I hired you, Mr. Pryor. Let me know when you're ready to get on the phone and start calling people." And I had this dictionary in front of me. I didn't have a license. I didn't even know what the heck insurance was. I didn't even know what kind of insurance we were selling. I just knew that this was a better opportunity because somebody pulled me to the side after he saw my proficiency and being able to communicate, have fun with people, and get these sales that, hey, you know, you need the only difference between what you're making right now and what you can be making is that you're selling stuff that's XYZ dollar, and you could be selling stuff that makes XYZ dollar and making a lot more commission. And I had a choice. I could have gone and done timeshare at that point, or I could have gone and done real estate with a company that was upstart, innovative, and was moving in the right direction with the innovative platform to sell insurance over the phone for mortgage protection, which most people were doing 2-hour presentations in people's homes. And then next thing you know, I went from being scared to get on the phone to doing what I did naturally when I got on the phone. You know, I didn't even know what I was talking about. I just started making connections, make a friend, having conversations with people, and start finding out a little bit about them because I didn't really know what to say. Find out about their situation, ask them a little bit about their mortgage, ask them how they like their home. You know what I mean? And these guys would start opening up, and we'd have these conversations. And my sales manager there said, "You know, Mr. Pryor, you need to learn how to find a passion, but you need to know how to find a pain. You know how to find a passion. You're having these good conversations, but you're not going to ever make any money until you can ask these people the difficult questions." And that's when I found out something, and I'm going to share with you. There are a lot of people out there in this world who are not really in love with their lives. They're not really necessarily happy. You know, they're doing all right. They're getting by. You know, they're content. They're doing just enough to float, you know, and on all different levels. But I began to excel because I can become, you know, comfortable communicating with people, finding out about people, and just basically being trying to be pleasant and figure out what it is that I'm doing. So you can learn things on the fly as you go if you just have the right process. But that journey took me to a whole other level. Next, I was a sales mentor for that company, Total Mortgage Protection. Next thing, I'm mentoring 50 agents nationwide. Next thing, I'm the number one sales mentor in the company. Next thing, they're writing a training manual of how to actually help the agents because the agents needed it. And I'm helping a tech people try to implement new software that they never had before. And I just found all these wonderful blessings coming my way. And I realized that the formula that I'd used to succeed in everything was always the same thing. Don't be afraid to start from the bottom. Don't be afraid to be yourself. Don't be afraid to go out there and find out what's truly important. It's not the paycheck at the end of the day. It's what you're learning. Because if you have a passion for what you're learning, it will in turn turn into something that will make you incredibly valuable. So I wanted to break down this purpose because when I say have you started your day in a positive way, the next elevation in my progress was I already knew at this point that the people who make the most money, the lion's share of money, are people who are in direct sales. This is going to be a surprise to you. And why? Because they take the most risk. Some of these people live off of commission only. I learned that dealing with these insurance agents, these guys were making $150,000 to $250,000 a year because they lived off of commission only. And they'll go out and knock on the door and they lived off of the fact that they're going to be able to impress upon a person what is really truthfully important and valuable to them. And they can't do that if they don't believe in their product, but they absolutely can't do that if they don't believe in themselves. And your attitude, how you feel about yourself, definitely does reflect to others. So rather than doing a traditional program this morning, I wanted to break down, give you guys a chance for an opportunity to know a little bit more about me, know a little bit more about what's really important, and know a little bit about more about the foundation of the reason why we have the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. So if there's any mistake or if there's any misunderstanding, I am truly here for the success of others. This radio program isn't because I just want to, you know, become popular or because I have some sort of a personal stake in some sort of popularity contest. I've never really kind of been that kind of person. I do the program because I understand something very valuable. A person doesn't believe in themselves will tend not to believe in much. And if a person doesn't believe in God, they'll tend not to believe in much also, because God believes in you. We put you here on this planet. And this isn't a religious statement. You know, I mean, you may even say it's spiritual, but it's just the facts from what I've seen in life. And I'm here to share with you the truth. So when I ask this question, have you started your day in a positive way, I want to share with you where it came from. I went and did something more challenging because I knew that these guys were making $250,000 a year because they weren't scared to knock a door, right? And those guys weren't smarter or more genius than you, and they waited around for leads, and they bought leads, and they invested in themselves. These people were true entrepreneurs. So all of those people out there who sell mortgage protection insurance and sell insurance in general, that is not an easy job. I found out that there's nobody who wants to talk about the fact that they may lose their life and then they have this mortgage and what's going to happen to it and the bank's going to take their house back. And I just wasn't really comfortable talking about all of that stuff, but I learned a lot of stuff from that, from these people that I was mentoring. And all of my people in KMX, I want you guys to know that I learn a lot from you guys each and every day. And the one thing I can definitely tell you is when I got to the next level and I said, let's step this up a little bit. These guys obviously make money. What do I want to do in direct sales? Maybe I'll go sell some cars. You know, maybe I'll go back and sell some insurance. I said, no, I'm going to knock some doors and sell some Kirby's, because I remember my stepfather was a carpenter and I had a Kirby vacuum. And I just thought that thing was the coolest thing ever. Like, you push the button like, and all this time, I'm going to share something with you. I have about 4 or 5 partners that I've met online that didn't know from a can of paint, and I didn't even know that they actually worked for the company Kirby. And I'm going to tell you, I learned probably the most valuable stuff when I worked for Kirby. I learned how a person really will mess up a sale. And a lot of people don't realize the reason why they're not getting their sales. You don't realize why you're killing them, because you're killing yourself. You don't start your day in a positive way. You go out there, you're doing something for money. You're doing something for this, that, and the other thing. You're running around trying to focus on your end goal. And you're not even happy or pleasurable, and you're a miserable person. For what reason? Who knows? And people feel that off of you, and they don't want to talk to you immediately. You're spending too much time thinking about yourself and your problems and your issues rather than thinking about the fact that there's a way that you can help somebody else, and helping somebody else with their issue will help you with your issue. If you just focus on the one thing, you and the other person have something in common. How about we just start with just having a positive engagement and interaction? And it all starts with a smile. So at this point, I'm going to take a walk over to the mirror, and you guys are welcome to take a walk with me if you like, or not, if you prefer not to. Either way, it's good with me. But it's your personal MVP here that we definitely want to address. So I'm going to take a walk over to the mirror. I encourage you to walk with me. And even though it may be silly, or even though you may feel it's childish, I want to say this little jingly music, right? Because I'm going to share something with you. There is something that you need to do if you want to find ultimate success, and it is not involved with learning a compensation plan. It is not involved with how am I going to share my presentation video. It has nothing to do with your product or services that you have to offer. It has everything to do with you, your attitude, your approach to life, and your ability to get over yourself, smile, be happy, be pleasant, take a deep breath, all right? Put things into the proper perspective. So I'm going to take a walk over to the mirror, and there's somebody very valuable on the other side of that mirror waiting for you. Trust me when I tell you that. They've been waiting for you your whole life. And here we go. If you have joined us and you are standing right now in front of your mirror, the person staring back at you is your personal MVP. And I'm going to share something with you. That person has so much value. That person is eager and willing to give 150% to get you everywhere that you want to get in life. In fact, they've been waiting for you to do that your entire life. And the only thing is that we don't spend enough time acknowledging that person. We don't spend enough time taking a look at that person for truly who they are. You are unique. You are gifted. You are talented. You are special. You are blessed. And you are definitely too blessed to be stressed. So I want to make sure you get that message. You are too blessed to be stressed. You woke up this morning, right? You woke up this morning, and that's a blessing. I'm out here by my pool and watching these birds, and I was watching a woodpecker peck at my chimney, right? And I can hear the crickets in the background somewhere, and you know, and the squirrels running around the lawn, and you know, all kinds of wonderful life is going on out here. And this is the blessing that we have an opportunity to be part of that. And if that's not a reason to smile, I want you to take a look at that person staring back at you in the mirror, because that person is a survivor, because it's today and they're still here. So what I want you to do is I want you to take a look and acknowledge all of the good things about this person, all of the great things about this person, all of the awesome things about this person, all of the amazing things about this person. And I want you to smile. I want you to smile, and I want you to watch how awesome that person, how much even more awesome that person becomes with that smile on their face. And don't hold back. Let it go. Let it go. Listen, yesterday you had stresses, things that you didn't accomplish, things that you wanted to do. You know what? The beautiful thing about today is that today we have a chance to finish up anything that we had that was unfinished business yesterday. We still have time. And we still have a wonderful opportunity to get closer towards our true destination. And that's being grateful. That's being happy. That's having gratitude. That's the perfect attitude to have. And to remember that the thing that the world needs more than anything else is more people to give them a reason to smile. You know, when I think about all of the things that people do in life, like I recently got this great opportunity to do some stuff with sports gaming and go back to my fantasy program and all of this stuff. You know, this radio program I do every day, all this stuff is stuff that I would love to do anyway. The difference is now I have more value to offer people. I help people on a daily basis, and I want you to be the type of person to help the person that's most important for you to help, and that is that person on the other side of the mirror, yourself, because they cannot accomplish anything until they really learn to believe in the most real thing in their entire life, and that is that person staring across at them, and that is you. So I want you to pat yourself on the back. I want you to be grateful. I want you to have a good attitude about yourself. I want you to be happy. I want you to smile. I want you not to be afraid to be silly. I want you not to be afraid to laugh. I want you not to be afraid of anything in general. Fear is only cause of stress, all right? I want you to realize you are too blessed to be stressed. I want you to feel that wonderful feeling because you have so much love inside of you, and you are just as important and valuable as any of those other people that you care out there in the world, and that's the truth. So without further ado or any delay, I'm going to open up these call lines here on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. I see we have a caller out there in 434. Caller 434, have you started your day in a positive way?
Yes, sir, I have.
All right, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. Absolutely. All right, so this morning I started the program a little bit different. I'm going to give you a little bit of a chance to introduce yourself to the listeners at home, where you're from, what's your name, and how do you feel about the message I've delivered so far on our WKMX Positive Power Meeting, caller?
My name is Heidi, and I'm from Virginia, and the meeting is awesome. I really appreciate you sharing with us your experience, your history, and how you've gotten here. And I really appreciate you starting the day in a positive way. It really helps me a lot.
Awesome, awesome. And are you feeling, do you get a chance when you smile? I mean, do you feel that as an important part of your routine? And how many days of consistently have you been working on doing this stuff, if you don't mind me asking, caller?
I think I've been in with, about 3 weeks.
Good. Are you feeling more refreshed, more positive overall? Is your outlook and is your perspective a little bit better? And are you starting to do you notice a difference in yourself between now and when you actually first started coming on a WKMX Positive Power Meeting?
Definitely. This is a favorite way to wake up for me. I really enjoy this. Appreciate the positive message because I need it every day. I need to be reminded. I'm sorry about the dog.
It's okay. Listen, the dogs are enjoying the program also. All right, that's an awesome thing. And the most important thing I really wanted to touch on this morning is the importance of having a very healthy attitude and a healthy perspective. You know, I've said on the program once, twice, three times, four times, I'm going to keep on saying it, you know, with a change of perspective, we'll change your position, and with a change of position, we'll change your perspective. So thank you very much for joining us on online, caller. Right now, I'd like to go into the segment where we do our daily affirmations. Have you been doing your affirmations, caller?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you sound like you've been on our program a few times also. So I'm pretty sure that the next guest that I'm going to invite on the call line. So I'll give you the wonderful honors of introducing our featured guest today so we can get into our affirmations, caller.
Dr. K is in the house.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me on the program, caller. And thank you, Chris, for inviting me on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. I love to start the day in a positive way. Let me share something with you. I love to start the day in a positive way. And the caller, I hear your wonderful little doggies in the background. They sound like very vicious dogs. I hope they not bite the mailman. Have they bite the mailman yet, caller?
No, but they act like they'd like to eat him up.
Well, let me tell you something. You better keep them doggies in the house. Because them doggies is going to go out there and they're going to do something very harmful to somebody. And them doggies sound like they are very big. Those are very big doggies. Am I correct, caller?
No, they're very small dogs. They just think they're big. It's all in the
attitude.
Yes,
let me tell you something. I have a doggie that they put in the pocket. They call it the pocket pooch. You know, it's a pocket pooch. And this dog is bark like it is as big as Marmaduke. It is such a big threat. And you look at this dog, and then you scared of the dog when you hear the thing barking. But then when you walk toward the dog is run away. I say, wait, hold on, what the kind of thing is this? You attack me, but then you run. It is such a crazy dog. Okay, well, let's get ourselves started and moving in the positive direction. In the morning, it's very important to connect with a personal MVP. And your personal MVP, you will always see when you get yourself in front of the mirror. And so kindly quizzes bring us to the mirror so we can confront this personal MVP of ours. They say that the eye is the window to the soul. Have you ever heard this before? The eyes is the window to the soul. And what they mean when they say this is that when you look a person in the eye, you is be able to find all kind of truth that you is not going to be able to understand from just words alone. A caller, do you find the truth in that statement, or is that something that I fabricated?
Yes, sir. Very true.
It's very true. It's very real. And caller, when you look in the mirror and you see your personal MVP, I want you to do something different this morning. I want you to do something right now. Are you in front of your mirror right now, caller? It seems that we have a delay on the call line. Caller, do you stand in front of the mirror right now? Oh, there you go.
I keep moving. I'm in front of the webcam.
Okay, good, good. What I want you to do right now is I want you, I don't want you to get bit by the doggy, but I want you to pinch yourself right now. I want you to pinch yourself. Make it a good pinch. Like, ouch, it does hurt. And I want you to notice the reaction of the person that you see is looking back at you. Do you notice that they actually flinch when you actually give the pinch? You call it, if you see yourself, you flinch is when you pinch. And so this is what I want you to understand, is how you is acting, how you is behave, is so is your personal MVP. So I want you to take a look, the eyes of the window to the soul. You look yourself in the eye so you know that this is true. Now you know what you look like when you pinch and you flinch. And now you also want to now smile. And I want you to notice the wonderful feeling that you have. Even after you pinch yourself with a smile, you still feel a warm endorphin. And look at that beautiful, wonderful smile. I was on Facebook the other day, look at some of the photos from the KMX Free Money Movement, and I see this wonderful lady, and she has a can in her hand and also a cell phone, and she looks like she is smiling. Somebody is tickling her all day long, and it is such a wonderful thing. It makes me smile. Look at that photo. If somebody tickles you to make you smile like that, caller, I'm telling you, that was such a positive thing. It's put a big smile on my face, and I promise it's put a smile on others. So let's go for the affirmations now, caller. Caller, can you please stop telling those doggies to tickle you, okay? We're going to have a serious conversation now, okay? All right. Now I know that you pinch yourself, but now there's no tickle time, okay? We tickle after later on. Okay. Affirmation number one. Today will be my day. Are you going to say again? Today will be my day. Oh, man. Yep. It is such an awesome, wonderful thing, because today is the only day that matter. Only day is the day that matter. And this is the truth. Yesterday, we can no longer live yesterday. It's over. And tomorrow is not here. So today is the only day that is important. And so today is the day that it is a blessing. It is a pleasant, and it is a gift for you. It is a wonderful time to do that, which is very important to you. And be appreciative and humble that we have such a wonderful, awesome day, even though I understand it's very cold in Virginia. And I don't know why no one would want to live in Virginia to begin with, but that is a whole other conversation. But the wonderful thing is that today we can move and go to Florida, where it's nice and warm, and I want to go to Disney World. Okay, and then we go to affirmation number two. Affirmation number two, I am the best me that there is. Can you say it again?
I am the best there is.
Caller, that is phenomenal. You beat me to say again. I think that is the best thing I've heard all day long. Because you know something, we don't need to wait around to remember that we are the best. And I didn't say you were the second best. I did not say you was the third best. I said you was the best. That is the top highest honor for you, is to be the best. And what is better to be better at than being you? Understand? So don't feel ashamed of your feelings or your emotions and things of this nature. It is important for a person to be you, and you is the best person you can be. And Mark Zuckerberg has not decided that he is going to be Steven Spielberg. He says, I'm going to be Mark Zuckerberg, and is a totally different person. And Steven Spielberg is not saying, hey, I want to go and be a J. Edgar Hoover. I'm going to be Steven Spielberg. You see, so it is important for you to be comfortable to be yourself. And this is one of the wonderful blessings for success, as natural success will come to you. I believe in things as natural and universal oneness, and quiz talk about that all of the time, and it is so true. So affirmation number three, and never forget this smile now. Understand that that smile is the most powerful expression that you're never going to say. Affirmation number three, a winner. I'm going to say this one more time. I am a winner. And my friend, you most certainly are a winner.
Amen.
There is one thing I can say that is truer than true. There's nobody in this entire world that is more you-er than you, and you are a winner. because you was born and you are alive and you are pleasant and you are happy and you are well and you have the opportunity to continue in your journey of unlimited success because it started from day one when you, it started before day one. It started from when you were actually a sperm cell and you was cracked the egg and there was so many sperm cells and it was looking at you like, man, I'm such a loser. Okay. And you are still winning now. So this is a wonderful thing. Always remember this. Now, affirmation number four. Oh, yes, this is absolutely positively for sure. I know I can do it. I know I will. Let's say one more time, people. I know I can do it. I know I will. And this is no doubt. You know, the worst word in the entire vocabulary is the word can't. I don't believe in this word. Why do you believe in this word? I know I can do it. And better yet, I know I will. I dare you to stop me. I dare for you to tell me that I can't. I prove you wrong every single time. I can do it, whatever I set my mind to do, because his mind is a very powerful thing. For example, caller, I hear you're a wonderful little doggy, right? Your doggy is inside of the house. Am I correct, caller, right? But your doggy is bark when the mailman has come to the house, right? And your doggy is definitely let the mailman know, I definitely want to bite you in your rump, okay? And I know I can do it, and I know I will. I don't care if this door is here. You understand, if you open this door, I'm going to bite you, all right? Whether they do it or not is a whole totally different story. But the point of the matter is the mailman know when you come to the door that these doggy, you're not play with them, all right? They are not there to play with them. They don't think Poochie Cuckoo is cute. They would like to bite a piece of their rump. There's nothing more that they would love to do in this life than to do that. And they know that they can do it. That's why even though they're a small dog, they know they can do it. And they definitely know that they will. And that mailman is know that they will too. So he stay outside of the fence and put the mail in the mailbox accordingly. Okay, guys, and even if the doggy know that, then why can't we know that? The doggy is no the word can't. Trust me when I tell you this. You could have a big bear in your backyard and your doggy is going to bark and act ferocious because there's no way in that doggy mind it is loose to a bear. Okay, that bear is small to that doggy, even if that doggy is a pocket pooch. Okay, and let's go for affirmation number five. And this is one of the wonderful keys to secrets to being alive is the fact that we want to always remember that God will be with me. He always has been, and he always will be. I'm going to say this again because this is the truth, and this is the most awesome thing of the whole entire universe, because there would be no universe if not. There would be no planet. There would be no green tree, and there would be no grass, and there would be no wonderful air for us to breathe and water for us to bathe. Yes? Dr. K, I definitely believe to take a bath. Bath is an important thing, okay? So the worst thing ever to do is get into the cab and the driver is not, you know, showering. That's a cultural thing. Other country, you know, you go to Europe and they do not use soap and, you know what I mean? They do not use deodorant and it's, you know, I'm saying, man, my goodness. Whew, it smells like spicy curry roti over here. Okay, no, let me stop playing. God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be, and always is a mighty long time, my friend. Always is a mighty long time, always. So, caller, do you find value in the fact that God will be with me, always has been, and always will be? And I would love for you to share one of your experiences to make you prove that God has always been here for you. Caller, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been through a time in your past that has been where you did not know that you was going to make it the next day? That was a very depressing or sad time for you, but maybe you'll lose a loved one or something of this point. Has this ever happened to you, Carter? Feel free to share a story and tell us about how today that you does not feel that same way anymore and how you survived through all of this, if you don't mind, Carter.
I have many times in my life when God has proven himself faithful to me. He has drawn me out of really bad situations and set me in very good situations and in a moment's notice. It's amazing what he has done for me. I don't even know that I can pinpoint one specific area without going into long detail. So he's done amazing things in my life.
And
all my life.
Natural,
it's natural for us to assume if he has carried us this far in life that he's going to continue to carry us. I want for you to understand this. You know, life is never promised to anybody to be a crystal stair. You're going to go through challenges and adversities, and the thing that we go through in life, they typically make us to grow bigger and better and stronger and learn from, and also to become better people for ourselves, and also the information that we learned that we can help others who go through the same problems and trials and tribulations that we have. And this is important because it makes us a better person with more value to offer other people who've been through the same thing as we've gone through, if not worse. And we can draw on the experience of other people. I want you to think about this. In some of the darkest instances that we've had, mysteriously, miracles find their way to happen, and we cannot explain this. But we do know that it does happen. And I want you to think that how many times have you been in life where you were completely lost in the dark and alone and had no idea where you were going to go next, and all of a sudden a wonderful thing has happened. Some wonderful stranger has come into your life and provide you with inspiration and motivation and provide you with hope, or even give you a way out and offer you some information about the situation you were in that you had never thought about before. And all of a sudden now things are a little bit easier. And this has happened mysteriously over and over again in life. Am I correct, caller? Or am I just coming up with this out of the thin blue air?
That's correct. That's very true. He has done that over and over again in my life.
And it has happened to people over and over in life. And some people just do not have the proper gratitude to understand that this is happening. And they so worry and caught up in being miserable, and they do not realize that this happened every single day, all of the time, every day. So I want you to remember one thing. Gratitude is the proper attitude. Smile more, stress less. That's what Dr. K suggests. Smile more, stress less, and be happy, all right, and appreciative, and don't worry so much, okay? There are other people who have got worse problems than you do. Everybody in the world has some sort of a problem. Trust me when I tell you this. Like, for example, do I want to tell you about my problem with my pet goat? Huh? Should I tell you about the problem that I have with my pet goat, Carla? Carla, do you really want to know my problem about my pet goat? I could tell you all kinds of problems about my goats, all right? And also, the biggest problem with my goats is my curry goats. I can never get it to be spicy enough. You know, my curry goat tastes like curry chicken, you know? And I wonder, is my goat really a goat, or is it my goat a chicken? Because my goat seems scared, but then my goat is not scared. They eat my shoelaces. It's just so crazy. Dr. K, I think that is TMI. My friend, please. No quiz, it is true. My goat has eaten my shoelaces, and it's just so crazy. And then they just chase the mailman off. Our dog is at least is in the house. My goat is running around, and they chase off the mailman, and nobody wants to come on my property because my goat is so vicious. But then when I go and talk to my goat, he's run away from me. I say, hey, goatee, come here, goatee. My goatee is think I turn my goatee to roti. It is Dr. K. Caller, why did you start Dr. K off in this direction? My goodness. All right, guys. Dr. K, thank you for joining us on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. We'll see you tomorrow, okay, son? All right, thank you very much, my friends, and thank you, caller. I appreciate the wonderful conversation. I was so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here. I want to introduce my goatee to your little poochie. It would be a wonderful we see if how many mailmen that they can attack at the same time. Okay, we'll have to arrange that, Dr. K, okay? I'm pretty sure that our caller wouldn't mind setting it up. So for all you guys who join us on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting, make sure you start your day in a positive way. Make sure you have a good one, a blessed one, a successful one. Remember that yesterday was a success. Today we'll expect nothing less. Other than that, there are only four keys of success. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. That's all it takes. I'll say it again. You guys might not have heard me. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Think about that. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. That is all it takes to accomplish anything else that you want in life aside from that. And all it has to do is start with how you believe in yourself. You know, if you can see it, you can be it. If your mind can go there, then why can't you? All right, guys, thank you very much. Catch you on the next WKMX Positive Power Meeting. And make sure that you keep that enthusiastic momentum going, guys. I am a winner. Oh, caller, I forgot.
I can't forget to end this program without talking about my favorite number. Or would you like to take the honors on that one?
Deuces.
Deuces.